back in the canteen.
Oh, good. Hey, who put this knot in here?
Well, I did. It's a combination sheepshank, bowline, and timber hitch. Yeah.
I think the technical name for it is a mess. Maybe your mother can get it out.
Yeah, she always gets her knitting tangled. Hey, where's the frying pan? We gotta have a frying pan for the trout.
Take it easy. Relax, will you? It's right here. You act like you've never been camping before.
Well, I've never camped out overnight.
Let's have the canteen.
The canteen. Canteen!
It's on your shoulder.
Oh.
What have you got in here?
Oh, $1.28. I've been using it for a piggy bank.
Well, empty it. You might swallow it by mistake.
Here's some extra blankets in case it turns cold. Now, do you need anything else?
Mother! Can I borrow your overnight bag?
Oh, sure, dear.
Where are you going?
Well, to Janice's. I'm going to stay overnight. She's having a birthday party this weekend.
The whole weekend? George Washington only gets one day.
Does Mrs. Thompson need any help?
No, she's having the party catered. Guy, the catering service does everything. They bring the food, the chairs, the tables, the favors, and...
Jeff, what are you doing with my atomizer?
Well, I borrowed it for the hike. I'm going to fill it with fly spray.
Oh, no, you're not.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you let me take it, I'll bring you home a nice present.
What?
A nice, big, fat, juicy garter snake.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. What about the overnight bag, Mother?
Oh, it's in my closet, dear.
Thank you. It'll be a relief to get away and get some peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. They'll sit up and giggle all night.
Well, now, have you got everything? Oh, what about your umbrellas and rubbers?
Umbrellas? Mom, you don't take umbrellas on a camping trip.
Now, why not? Doesn't it rain in the woods?
Honey, half the fun of camping is roughing it, cooking out of doors, sleeping in a tent.
The tent? I'd better go see if the fellow's got one lined up.
Ah, there.
Well, thanks.
Where are you going?
Well, it's my clothesline.
Well, yes, I understand, Doctor. If it's really urgent, but you see, I promised to take my son and some of the neighborhood boys on an overnight hike, and I... Yes. Yes, certainly. I'm sure you'd do the same for me.
Hey, Pop, the tent's out in the patio, but there's only one hitch.
Just a second, son. All right, Doctor, I'll be there.
The hitch is. Pee-wee goes with the tent.
Pee-wee?
Well, he's the little kid that lives down the block. It's his tent, but he's worth it. It's a beauty.
Jeff, listen,
The kids will be here at 7:30.
Slow down.
If that's too late, then we can make it 7.
Jeff, look, I want to talk to you.
What's the matter, Dad? Something wrong?
Oh, that was Dr. Garrison on the phone. Now, he has a patient. Just a small boy, and... Well, it's quite serious.
Something tells me you're going to tell me something.
You see, Dr. Garrison wants another opinion on the case, and he's called me in as a consultant tomorrow.
Well, gee, what about our hike?
I'm sorry, Jeff. I won't be able to take you.
But all the kids were counting on it. I told them what a great camper and fisherman you are, and how much fun we'd have.
It'd be just as big a disappointment to me, but this can't be helped.
Then we'll have to call off the hike. I might have known this would have happened.
Well, maybe one of the other fathers can take you.
We've done that for the last 3 hikes. Dad says he will, and then he always backs out.
But I didn't plan to back out. Look, why don't I call Pee-wee's father?
He's going away for the weekend.
How about Pinky's father?
He has to work.
What about Tommy's dad?
He's sick. Dad, you promised.
I know I did, but the promise I made when I became a doctor takes precedence over everything. You understand that, don't you?
Sure, I understand.
Oh, Jeff, listen.
I understand.
He understands. I'm a dedicated doctor. Dedicated to every kid in town except my own. How many times have I let him down? Pass the buck.
Darling, don't make yourself miserable.
Just asking a question. Same question Jeff's asking right now. What kind of a father am I?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't want my children to have any other father.
Even if you did, it's a little late to do anything about it. Well, I better put this stuff away.
Hey, wait a minute. I've just had an idea. What about me?
Huh?
leading the Stone camping expedition. Look, we owe it to the boys. It's our turn.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know, I love to walk, and besides, I was once a Girl Scout.
Yeah, how many years ago was that?
Oh, darling, you never ask a woman how many years ago.
Oh, I also never ask a woman to lead a camping trip, especially you.
Why not?
Well, because you're very handy to have around the house, and I don't want to lose you.
Oh, well, now it isn't as if I'm going off to war. It's just an overnight camping trip. What could possibly happen to me?
You could fall off a cliff and break your neck. You could fall in the lake and drown. There's poison ivy, snake bite, forest
tornadoes,
fires.
Hurricanes, elephant stampede.
Honey, you wield a wonderful dust cloth. You set a fine table.
Just what is this myth that says only a man can withstand the rigors of the great outdoors?
It's no myth that there's a male world and a female world. We have a nice non-aggression pact. Let's keep it that way.
Well, I'm withdrawing my ambassador. If it's all right with Jeff, I'm going to take the boys on the camping trip. If it's all right with you.
In case you never come back, I want to tell you right now, you're the only woman I've ever loved.
Jeff! Jeff, I've got news for you. Come on.
Yeah? What?
You're going on the camping trip after all.
No kidding, you mean it?
Yeah.
Oh, Pop, you're the greatest.
No, Jeff. Mom's the greatest.
The greatest what?
Your mother's taking you on the hike.
Well, it's better than not going at all, isn't it? We'll have lots of fun.
Yeah.
Well, you must admit your mother's a good sport. You remember the time she played third base for your ball team?
I remember.
You'd have lost the game anyway.
But she was a good sport.
Yeah.
Well, now, just what's so wrong with my taking you?
You're a woman.
Well, he's your son. Chip off the old block.
I'll tell you what. I'll brief your mother on camping techniques, and you run and tell your friends about the change in plans.
Hmm? Well, I'll go tell them. But I'm not so sure they'll still be my friends.
Now, let's start from the beginning. You know what this is?
A rag bag.
It's a knapsack.
Well, I've been using it as a rag bag.
Well, it's been reconverted to a knapsack. Now, I'll show you how to pack it. First, we put in the food.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Those aren't very nourishing.
I figure they're equal to about 4 or 5 cans of beans. Next, cooking utensils.
Mm-hmm.
Mess kit. Silverware. Flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
First aid kit.
Very good.
The axe.
Wait a minute. Isn't anybody else going to carry anything?
No. You're the fearless leader. You got to carry most of the stuff.
Well, now what?
Now we put it on your back. Turn around. Put your arms up. That's the idea. Oh. There. Oh. Now, walk around and see how it feels. Seems to ride pretty well. Now, let's assume you've just arrived at the campsite, and what's the first thing you do?
Sit down.
Very good. Now get up. Well, now you've learned 2 lessons. First, don't volunteer to lead a hike. Second, don't sit down with your knapsack on.
Where's your mom now?
Well, she probably stopped to tie her shoelace.
She stopped to tie her shoelace 5 times. Mom! Hey, Mom! Mom! Mom!
and see if anything happened to her.
Gee, I hope not. She's carrying the food.
Too heavy, Mrs. Stone?
Oh, no. I just thought I'd drag it for a change.
Great.
I bet there's a lot of fish in there.
Come on, let's go see.
Last one down for our
Mrs. Stone, having foot trouble?
No, I'm just counting my toes.
Are you going to show us how to set up camp?
Right now?
Why not? Do you know how to put up a tent?
A tent? Sure. But the first law of survival is to make sure you have plenty of food. Right, Jeff?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
So, well, let's all go fishing. Come on, get your poles. Here we go.
Boy, I bet the stream is full of fish.
Hey, did you hear that? One of them just jumped.
Where? Over there, where I threw the rock. For crying out loud, what are you throwing rocks for?
Oh, now, leave him alone, Jeff. It doesn't matter if they stir up the fish a little. They may be asleep.
Oh, let's dig for worms.
Where are you going to dig?
There are worms everywhere.
Sure. There are probably some right under that rock.
You think we've got enough?
Well, sure. We must have about 40.
I got 5 of them.
And one of them almost pulled you back in the ground.
Well, come on. Let's start fishing.
I think Mrs. Stone should have the honor of catching the first one. Here's a real fish getter.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely one.
Put it on your hook, Mrs. Stone.
On the hook?
Yeah, on the fish hook.
I'll do it. My mom can't do everything.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Look, somebody's got to go back to the camp and put up the tent. So, you boys fish and have lots of fun. Now, look, watch out for Pee-wee, huh? And, I'll see you later.
What's the matter with your mother?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't think she likes fishing.
I don't think she likes worms.
I don't think she likes camping.
Well, how can you say that?
Ah, she doesn't even know how to put up a tent.
Neither does my father. That's why I gave it to me.
Maybe we should have stayed at home.
Yeah, said it. I told you to stop throwing rocks.
I didn't throw any rocks. Holy smokes, it was a fish!
Be alarmed. I'm a forest ranger. My name's Ferguson.
Oh. Well, I'm Mrs. Stone. How do you do?
Having some trouble?
Oh, no, no. I'm just out here with 5 boys, and we're roughing it.
I can see that. Well, if there's anything that you need...
Not a thing.
Well, do you have a campfire permit?
Oh, do I need one?
I'm afraid so. You should have stopped by the ranger station on your way in.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, I guess we can make an exception and issue one.
Well, thank you very much. You know, frankly, my husband was supposed to bring the boys on this trip. I was a last-minute substitution.
Yes, you don't look much like the outdoor type. Well, one of our duties is to help any camper in distress.
Thank you. I'm not at all distressed. Everything is just fine.
Now, look. If I can be of help in any way, there's a phone just a half mile down the road.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, good luck.
Oh, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes?
Just a half mile down the road?
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson.
Come on, guys. We got enough.
Yeah, let's go back and cook them.
Well, my mom will cook them.
Why don't we take them home? She might ruin them.
What do you mean, ruin them? She's a good cook.
Yeah, maybe on a stove.
If we had any sense, we wouldn't have gone on this trip with a woman.
Well, maybe she knows more about camping than you think.
Yeah. Let's go back and see what she did with a camp.
I'm afraid to look.
Holy smoke!
Hi, fellas. Come and get it.
What is that, Mrs. Stone?
Hunter's stew.
Boy, it sure smells good.
What'll I do with these? Oh, we'll eat them for breakfast.
Hey, who chopped all the wood?
Who do you think chopped it? Hey, Mama, who did chop it?
Who do you think?
Look at that tent.
Nice job, Mom.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, now grab your plate, your mess kit, and dig in.
Hi, Jeff!
Dr. Hobson stared into the test tube. It seems to me the ants have grown, Medford, he said to his assistant. Then your experiment is a success, Professor, said Medford. Yes, answered the professor, a scientific success. But do you realize that if these ants should continue to grow, it might be the end of us all? Is this the only story you brought?
Sure, Mrs. Stone. We always read scary stories around the campfire.
Well, would you like to hear the one about the fairy princess who...
No.
No.
Professor Hobson slept fitfully. His dreams were filled with visions of giant ants growing bigger and bigger. Suddenly, he awoke with a start. From outside his window, he heard the sound of footsteps crunching in the dead leaves. Who's there? He cried. There was no answer. Who's there? Silence. He took his revolver from under his pillow and fired blindly toward the window. Bang, bang.
Oh, it was just the fire, Mom. Keep going.
His eyes widened in horror as a huge leg was thrust through the window, the leg of a giant ant. The professor cringed against the wall. The leg stretched toward him. Giant claws reached for his throat. And then...
Go on, go on.
Where's the rest of it?
Well, guess I wrapped a fish in it.
It's just as well. I wouldn't want you to have nightmares.
Oh, don't worry about us. We won't have any nightmares.
Heck no.
Well, that's just fine. Okay, come on, it's time to go to bed. Everybody up. Off you go.
Good night. Mrs. Stone.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes, Pee-wee?
Can I sleep in the lean-to next to you?
Why, sure. Come on.
after fishing, Mom put up the tent, chopped all this wood, built this neat lean-to, and made the best hunter stew I've ever tasted.
Well, sounds like you had a wonderful time.
Boy, did we. She's about the best camper I've ever seen.
Really?
Well, Jeff, I think you'd better go up and get into a hot tub, huh?
Okay. Thanks, Mom. We had a wonderful time.
Good.
See you later, Jeff.
Okay. I'll take these upstairs for you, Mom.
Thanks.
Well, so you built a lean-to, pitched a tent, chopped some wood, and made hunter's stew, hmm?
It was nothing.
You did it all by yourself, hmm?
Oh, I had the help of a little Girl Scout ingenuity.
Well, what about the forest ranger?
Forest ranger?
I guess you were too busy conquering the elements to notice him. His name is Ferguson.
How did you know?
Well, I just happened to phone the ranger station and asked him to drop by the campsite.
Oh, I see. Well, he was a very obliging man.
Yes, isn't he?
But he was just a little bit condescending, like some other men I know. But he gave me a fire permit, and I sent him on his way.
You what?
I sent him on his way.
Oh, hello, may I speak to Mr. Ferguson? Oh, hello, Mr. Ferguson. It's Dr. Stone. Yeah. They just got home. Huh? You don't mean it. That's amazing. Yeah, well, thanks anyway. Bye.
Wasn't Mr. Ferguson by any chance, was it?
Yeah, it was. Honey, I guess I owe you an apology. He said you wouldn't accept his help. In fact, he came by later that night. He said you'd set up the most professional-looking camp he'd ever seen.
Well, how nice of him to say so.
Well, you can't blame me for being skeptical.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, how did you do it?
Well, I told you, just a little Girl Scout ingenuity.
Hi, Mrs. Stone. I was in the neighborhood, and I just thought I'd stop in and see how things went.
Well, I'm just fine, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, do you want me to leave the bill, or shall I mail it?
What bill?
I'm from the Acme Rental and Catering Service. It's $18.25.
Yes, well, I'll take it.
Wait a minute. What's the bill for?
Well, just a few incidentals we needed.
Oh, it's all itemized. A stack of wood, rental on a lean-to, paper for erecting one tent, 2 gallons of pre-cooked hunter stew, and many, many other things.
Yes, well, I'll mail you the check. Thank you. Goodbye.
Catered overnight hike, huh?
Well, I told you I used Girl Scout ingenuity.
Well, I hope you've got some left, because you're going to need it to get me to pay this bill.
Oh, for that type of situation, I use big girl ingenuity.